Yeah, that the Emurim could also be Mekabel Tumah. The Emurim, usually that's the fat. That's the trace of fat that we're not allowed to eat. Usually put that on the Mizbeach. Like Rashi says, V'yabosu yeser miborle dilo kol tor yechol. We need for you. The rabbi says the Emurim, shem nitmu, if the Emurim became Tomei, v'ochlon tor, and the Torah dekakoyen eats it, sheyavro leye mishum beiz lavim. He gets two lavim now. Lav desarus. One thing is he's a lav desarus and not allowed to eat this kodesh. Sha'af ha-koyin zar etzlom. Even a koyin, he's not allowed to eat the emurim. A koyin can only eat the meat that comes to him. But the emurim that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, that's the fat, so the korban that goes on the mizbeach, nobody's allowed to eat it. So even if a koyin eats the emurim, he gets one lav for his azar. The lav de tumas boser. He's also a second lav he's eating tomadeke meat. V'adliel koyin, v'chakoma, lo yochav ha-boser namish nitma lo yochav. That what even the emurim, the fat, could also be mekabel tumah. So Taisa speaks out, what do we need a pasuk for? Pshita, the emurim are fats and oichel. So pshita could be mekabel tumah. What do I need an extra pasuk for to teach me the fats of the korban that goes on the mizbeach, the sheriff touches it, it's mekabel tumah. As Mishlema, the first chiddush is good. Wood is not called an oichel. So usually wood cannot be mekabel tumah. Here it's a chiddush though, aschibuz hakodesh is mekabel tumah. But the chur of the fats, Pshitis mekabel tumah. But Taisa says, "Sakot achemin." I would think, "Ein chayov maleim mishum tumah hayov v'yen nitorim." The belt is no hetter for anybody to eat it at all. So maybe that's not called an oichel. The moshul, the emurim has to go straight on the mizbeach. Even the kahanim are not allowed to eat it. So since nobody has a hetter to eat the emurim, maybe I would think it's not called like an oichel to mekabel tumah. Kamash from the pasuk, no. The emurim is also called an oichel. Like it's only considered there's an iser on this. Nobody's allowed to eat it. But really, it's called an oichel. Therefore, it's mekabel tumah. So that's what you need the boser, the last word of boser in the posit. For the Gemara, Emurim, mehosam nafka. I have another posit to teach me that Emurim is mekabel tumah. Titani, we learned in the Braisa, the posit says, V'ya nefesh asher toichal besar boser mizbeach, boser mizbeach hashlomim. If you eat from the meat of the zebach hashlomim, asher l'ashem, that belongs to Hashem. What does asher l'ashem mean? L'rabe says Emurim. To teach me, even the Emurim, if they become tumah, you're not allowed to eat it. So I have another puzzle to teach me that the emurim, these fats of the korban that go straight on the mizbeach, it could become tummy. So what do I need two pesukim for to tell me this chiddush? And the Gemara hosam tumas haguf the chorus. There the puzzle is talking about if the koyin is tummy and he goes and eats boser kachin, he gets chorus. That's the chi of chorus. There are two ways that could be tummy. Either the koyin could be tummy and he's eating boser that's tor, or else the meat could be tummy and the koyin is tor. So the second pasuk here of V'hanech v'shasher toichal b'sar boser mizav v'chashkom is talking about where the kohen is tummy and he's eating the fats of the emurim that he gets chorus. That's one chiddush. Hocha b'tumes boser b'lav. Our pasuk is talking about the kohen is tohor. No, what's wrong? The meat is tummy. That's another chiddush. How do I know that the emurim could be mekabel tumah? That's our pasuk here to say that if a sheriff touches the emurim, it's mekabel tumah, and if a kohen eats it now, he's over alav. But the second pasuk, that's another chiddush. That's the chiddush if the kohen is tumah. How do I know that if he eats emurim, he also has a chi of karis? Then I need a special limud. So mele is no stira. You need two limudim here. That this emurim, it itself could be mekabel tumah, and then if a kohen eats it, he's only over alav. And the second pasuk is, if the kohen himself is tamei, and he eats the emurim, he has a chiyuv karas on it. Rashi says, "Umishani hosam b'tumas haguf ari, vay b'tumas yolov mukmilov bezvachin perik b'shamay b'tumas haguf hakosim medaber." Where the kohen is tamei, and there it says, if he eats even the emurim, he has a chiyuv karas on him. For och in our Gemara, Rebinu liyazoras only for nazar for lav. That means tumas bosak ishinitmo heim. When the boser or the fat became tummy, v'hu tor, but the kohen is still tor. She muzer aleim. How do you know he has a lav not to eat it? V'ochel lek koris. In this case, there's no chi of koris. If the kohen is tor, he's only eating the meat that's tummy. There, there's no chi of koris. El lav, the might mikoris mizvoch in perik v'sham. We have psukim there. There's no koris there. That's why I need two different psukim to tell me a murim has all the alochis. If the kohen is tummy, he'll get koris for it. And if the meat, if the emurim is tomei and the kohen is tor, he only gets a lav for it. Good. So the kids said, "This is the extra pasuk here. Lo yoichal to teach us that by chomus the pesach and shor nisko another limud it's also banor." There's a new gemara now. Omer Rav Avuha, Omer Rav Yochanan, kol isurin shabatayro Anytime a Torah says a lav not to eat something, you should know ain leikin alehim. You only get malchus. You only over the avera midiraisa el derech achilosin. If you eat it, derech the normal way, the way people eat it. Shrashi el derech achilosin. Elim came ochlan derech achilosin. You have to eat it normal. What does that mean? Lemute mai. What's not called eating it normal? Omer avsimi barashi lemute shemochal chelav chay shapoter. If you eat raw fats, chelav is also bachila. Chelav is mutter b'no. There's only an Yisrael achila. You're not allowed to eat chelav, the treifa fats. Let's say you eat raw treifa fats. That's not a derech. Nobody eats fats raw. So if you eat the fats raw, locher is ain't like it alone. This is machlokes rishonim. If it just means there's no malchus, but it's still also midiraisa. And some rishonim learn no midiraisa. It's mutter. Like we spoke before from Rabbi Chanan speaks out that there's a klal and kol Torah kula. The Torah only gave Yisurim in a normal manner. Just like on Shabbos, if you do something with the shinui, it's only yosem and the rabbonim and the rice, it's mutter, because the Torah only asks us things in a normal manner. The normal way you do things, that's the melacha, the Yisrael Torah said not to do. If you do it in an abnormal manner, the Torah didn't talk about that. Just like by Shabbos, you do the Yisurim with the shinui, it's only yosem and the rabbonim and the rice, it's mutter. That's the way he wants to mouth before the Gemara had that sound. One man the yom, if you plant a tree, the tzarech harabim, there's no Yisrael on it. Because it's not a derech to plant a tree for the rabbin. So what? The pshat is something that's not normal. The Torah doesn't ask for that. There also, it's not normal to eat raw fats. So even though the Torah said raw fats is treif and not allowed to eat it, the Torah, when it said don't eat it, only meant to say don't eat it in a normal manner. If you eat it in an abnormal manner, the Torah didn't talk about that. So eating treif of fats, raw fat, is mutter. So Shalom, why do we have to go to a dafka treif of fats for? Why don't the Gemara say you eat raw meat? Score, there should be a riot that eating raw meat would be called yeah, derech. Just like we hold by Shabbos, raw meat is not called muksa, because some people do eat raw meat. But it's only raw fats that you don't eat. So that's why Gemara says, if you eat raw fats, that's not a derech, therefore you put. Ika di amri, some say, Omer Abavu Omer Rav Yochanan. The second lashon is like this. Kol Yisur and Sheba Torah, and Leikin Aleim, anytime the Torah asks us something, you don't get malchus for it, el derech hanosen. Only if you eat it and have hanor from it, the derech, the normal way to have hanor from it. Zechura now is being moisiv not only Isser Achila, but even an Isser Hano, something that's Osev Hano, it's only Osev, you have the Hano of the Derech. Lemute Mai, what's not called the Derech? Omer Yosim Arashi, Lemute, Shemaniach Chelev Shashar Haniskel. You have this shore that killed the man, that the Loiska Paskin is supposed to be killed itself, you have to stone the shore. So we have before Shashar Haniskel, we have this last Pasuk teach us, it's Osev Hano. So even the fats of the Shashar Haniskel is also Osev Hano. If you take the fat of the Shohan Iskel and you put it agabi makosay, you put it on top of the wound, you have a makia wound, and you want to smear the oil on top of the wound, it's a good refuah, shu potter, still your potter. And like this pshat is a tremendous chiddish, evchol shchein and avada navada, ocho chelav chai shu potter. For sure, if you take raw fats and eat it, for sure your potter. That's not called kederach at all. But the second lashon is saying a tremendous chiddish in shloi kederach. What are you doing wrong now? You're taking this fat, true, it came from a shor nisko, and you have a wound, you're smearing it on the wound. Nechura, right now it's a derech. If somebody has a wound, it's a refuah that way. Take fats and smear it, they'll heal it up. So why is that called shlaik derech? Right now, nechura, it's not, it is kederech right now. So it's a tremendous chiddush this time. This time the Gemara holds, it has to be a derech what originally it was aimed for. When you have fats, what is fat aimed for? What are you going to do with fats when you buy fats? As soon as the behemoth is shechted, you use the fat. What fat you use for it, either for eating or else for burning. That's what it itself is oimid for. It's not oimid right now to take it and use it for another use of a refuah for medicine. That's not what it's oimid for. So therefore, it's called shleike derech to use it in this not normal manner what it's oimid for. That's a tremendous chiddush. The first lashon wouldn't hold like this. The first lashon holds what you're doing right now has to be abnormal. So here, that's not called abnormal. You take the fats and smear it on your hands, that's a normal thing. You have refuah, it's refuah. According to the first lashon, you'd be chayiv in the second case. Now the second case is saying a tremendous chiddush. That even though right now what you're doing maybe is normal, but since metchila, when you have the real fat, it's not oimed for that, that's not what it's supposed to be used for. It's supposed to be used for either for burning with, or else to eat the fat, to use it in food, to eat with it. So to use it in a not normal manner, that's also called a ptur. That's what the second lashon holds. Itmanami. Omer Rav Acha ba'aviya. Omer Rav Asim Rav Yechanan. Haniya chelus shor aniska. Take the fats of a shor aniska. That's also bano. Agabi makos. You put it on top of your wound. Potter. Even though you're having hano, you're having pleasure out of it. You potter. Why? Lefi shekol isurin shebatera ein loikin aleim ela derech hanosin. You only get malchus derech hanosin the way that it's oimid to be used. And this is not the way it's oimid to be used for fats. So Rashi says chelim ein derech hanosin ela bahavorim. The equal way to use fats is either to use it for oil to burn with, or else lim shayach oris, or else to shmir skin with it. For leiter refuah. Metchila, when you buy fats, nobody buys it for a fuah. The choshkin and avadla, the second shot is oichel chelav chai. Avad, if you can eat it raw, that's an abnormal manner right now. Pshiti yipote for that. Omer Reb Zera, Reb Zera says, afanan namatnina. I'll bring your raya from the mission also like you're saying. Is alocha ein soifkin esaboyim. You don't get malchus if you eat mishum orla. If you eat these peris, the first 3 years that the tree is growing, that's called orla. If you eat the orla, you only get malchus. Only if you had an olive tree or a grape tree. The first 3 years you have those grapes. So pshit, if you eat the grapes or the olives itself, avad you get malchus. So what about you squeeze out the grapes? You squeeze out the olives and you got the oil or the yayin. If you drink it, on these two things you get malchus for drinking the wine or drinking the oil that came from Paris of Orla. Dovad, the ilu mashenken mitusim, tainim urimoinim. What about you have berries? Or else tainim you have figs? Or else remind the pomegranates from Orla, the first 3 years the tree grew. Light, if you squeeze out pomegranates and drink the juice, or the juice, now that you're drinking it, you pot, you don't get malchus. Night time, why don't you get malchus? If you eat the pomegranate itself, you will get malchus. That is, it's Orla. How come if you squeeze it out, now the juice, you don't get malchus for? Night time, alav mishum, de loikochulu derech hanosan. Because you're not eating it, it's regular derech hano. Now again, like, this is a riot to the second lashon. Why isn't it called derech hano? Now that they squeezed out the pomegranate, they got the juice, it's a derech to drink the juice. The terrace is, though, that's not the worst aimed for mitchila. When you have a pomegranate tree and you buy the pomegranate is aimed lachila. It's aimed right now to eat it. So if you're going to take it and squeeze it out and get the juice, that's not what it's aimed for. That's not its normal derech the way it should be used. It should have been used heat. Now that you squeezed it out, even though now that it's in juice, now drinking it is normal. But that's not the way it was aimed mitchila. So it's a rise of the second lashon. Even though what you're doing right now is a normal manner, but since metchila, when you first got it, that's not what it was aimed for. All peris, the ikur is aimed heat. The only two type of fruits that the ikur of the peri is for the juice is only grapes and olives. For wine and for oil, that's the ikur of the pri. There we say the wine and the olive, the oil is more chashuv than the pri. So the fruit is aimed to make wine out of it. But all other peris, no. It's always aimed ikur heat, and the juice that comes out is like a tuffle. So you see this svara, that's why you put there. Even though right now you're drinking, it's normal. But since matrila, the fruit was not aimed to have it squeezed out for the juice. It's aimed to eat it. So you see that's called shleik yaderech. So our answer is no. Maybe there's no right from here. Omalei Abaya. Bishlei miyashminim pri gufa. If you tell me a case that you take the fruit itself and you eat the fruit in an abnormal manner, then we would have a good raya. Like Rashi says, so you take a pomegranate and you cook it up very, very strong and you eat it. And you tell me you're potter. You know why you're potter? Because it's not a derech to cook up pomegranates. So if you eat it cooked up, that's a good raya. You did it a shinui. You made it shleik to derech. That's a good raya. There'll be a ptur. So elohocha. But in our case right now, there's a new reason why you put there. You're telling me in our case we had this pomegranate and you squeeze it out and drinking the juice. You see, you bring me a rye now drinking the juice of the pomegranate, it's part of me the rice, it's mutter. You know why? Mishum dezeya biyamhu. It's a new cloud. It's not called the peri altogether. The juice that comes out of the fruit is called zeya biyama. It's like the sweat of the pri. It's not called the pri itself. So midiraisum natura acid orlo. You can't eat these peris. This pomegranate you can't eat. If you squeeze it out and get the juice, the reason why the juice is mutter, because the juice is not called oil at all. It's a new svara, it's called zeyah b'yam, it's called the wet, it's called the sweat of the peri. The only fruit that the juice coming out is still considered the fruit is by wine and by oil. That's still considered like the grape and the olive itself. But all other fruits, again, the ik of the fruit is for eating. There's tremendous svara here. But the juice that comes out of it is called zeyah b'alma. That's why the mashal alocha, and the locha is, we make a shakon yib devaroi. When you drink orange juice, you don't make a bar of 3H, you make a shakal near the varoi. Because of this svar, it's called zeyah b'alma. Because the juice that comes out of the peri is not similar to the pri itself. Tois is only obliged by yen kasha, tois is the kasha, but our co-potum, let it be yourself, tam kika the raisa. True, the juice that comes out now is not considered part of the pri, but our co-potum in the juice now, this pomegranate juice, The chura, you're tasting though the taste of the pomegranate. So the old time chick is awesome with the rice on, even though you don't have the pomegranate itself, but I call upon him the taste of the pomegranate you have in the juice. So I call upon him by Yisurim, it should be also to drink the juice, because the time chick comes. That's how it lies by Kasha. But like this, the Gemara is answering from this case that you drink the juice, you potter, you have no raya. The reason why you potter is because juice is not called the pre itself. The new svara is called Zaya Bialma. It's called the sweat. So it's not the stipler wants the answer to say that the terrace is, he wants to say that the juice inside really the tree, when the nourishment comes up from the tree into the fruit, it's like putting two nourishments from the tree into the fruit. One thing is it's making the fruit itself, the outside, the particles of the fruit itself. Now from the tree also it's shooting in the juice into the fruit, that's the juice inside the pomegranates. So saying a svara now, that juice is a terrace of acid. So when you squeeze it out, the juice itself is not called part of the pre. The Torah never acid that juice. The question is though, but the juice itself has a taste. From the pomegranate, he wants to say no. It doesn't get its taste from the fruit itself. It gets its taste from the tree. The tree produces like two things. It produces juice into the fruit, and it produces the fruit itself. Now the Torah is saying now, by regular fruits, we're only asking the fruit itself. The juice, the Torah never acid. But the time, the taste of the juice, doesn't really come from the pre itself, it comes rather from the tree. All right. But taste wise by kashin on this kashin. Close a little bite here. Elok Mishnah Dam. Omar Abaye, Hakol Mod, everybody's going to be masking though, but Klai HaKerem, Shaloik Aleim, Afilush Leika Derech HaNosen. Klai HaKerem, that's Issa of your plant of vegetables near the kerem, near the grapes. There you would get malchus even if you just like a derech hanosin. Why my time on? Mishum the like sibu achila. Here the Torah doesn't say lashon achila. Hey, shalike derech means if a Torah says lashon like toicha leyecha, don't eat it. So it's saying the Torah says don't eat in a normal manner. But here by klal kerem, the Torah didn't say lashon of le toicha. Torah just says, Rashi says, klal kerem siv pentakdish hamaleya the mashma le tehenu mimenu el tesafenu upen lafu. So there's a lav not to have any hanoh from it. The Torah doesn't say lashon achila. So any type of hanoh here is also, even shleika derech would also be yoser. For the Gemara, meisve isa ben yudoimer, minayin labosta becholuf shuasa, now makar harino bechlal is an isra hanoh, bosta becholuf, if you cook milk and meat together, now makar posta seya ki yam kodesh atav, nemal halam, yashu kodesh yil, lechem tili, malal nosav avka nosav. V'enli ele bisra hanoh, v'enli ele bisra achila. We don't know from this posta to eat. How do we know that Bosa Becholov is also have Anofram? Or Mata Kabachoyim? There's a Kabachoyim. Or Marola? Alright, we'll stop here. This is the Hemshech of the next Gemara here. We'll see this. The last Gemara we'll see over again tomorrow night. Stop here. Now, just a little bit back to what we were saying before, the two Lashonis in the Gemara, that the first Lashon was saying, Rebavu was saying, that Koli Surin Shebatur and Loikin Aleim Eladerach Achilosan. So, Poshe, the first Lashon is only talking about Anisar Achilah. The Gemara says regular chalif. Regular chalif is only yosa ba'achila. And still we say if you eat it, rua chalif, it's called shleikaderech, you don't get malchus. Now the svar for an isra achila is very easy. Since the Torah says a loshen achila, so in the loshen of achila, like loitoichal, loyoichal, means don't eat it in a normal manner, that's called an achila. Shleikaderech, like here, eating the fats, rua, is not called a derech achila, that's why you potter. That's very understandable. The question is the second Lashon. The second Lashon says a tremendous Chiddush, that even though there's an Isser Hano involved, L'mosho by Shar HaNiskol, not only is it also Bachilom, but it's even also to have any Hano from it. So even where there's an Isser Hano, still we say, if you have a Hano, Shaloi Kederach Hano, still you potter. What's the case, Shaloi Kederach Hano? You take this Chalev, and you smear it on your Makah. Now we spoke out before, even though right now on your Makah, it's a normal thing to do, but since that's not what the chalev is aimed for, metchila, like Rashi says, with chalev, usually you only use it either for fire to burn with, or else to smear the iris, the skin with it, but not to smear your makah. So therefore, since metchila, the fats, is not aimed for this, it's called shleikaderech. Now the question is, according to the second Lashon, how do we know that by Yisuri Hano, also it has to only be kederech, and shleikaderech is potter? Al-Lukhuri, Surya, no, the Torah doesn't say a lotion of eating. So, Bishleim, according to Rabbi Avuha, that Rabbi Avuha learns out that the Easter Hano is caused with the word Aloy Toichal, Aloy Soichal, Echad Easter Achilav, Echad Easter Hano, Bemashma, then maybe we could understand. The Torah says that the Easter Hano is from the word Aloy Toichal, Aloy Yoichal, so in the Lashon Achil, it says clearly not to have Hano from it, so we say it's only us if we do it Kederach. But what about the man the Yom Lamosher before learns out they have a Shur HaNiskel? How do we know it's Osta Bano, Chiski before said? From Bal HaShur Noki was the one Limud. Since the Pasuk says Noki means he's clean from his Nechosim, it's Osta Bano. See, if you only know it's Osta Bano from other Psukim, from Bal HaShur Noki, or else we had before, Meinu Inyan Lakan, how do we know the Torah was Makbed by Yisr Hano? Also it has to Dafka be Kederach HaNosai. Because the Chur, the Kasher is, even Shaloi Kederach Hano, but still, Lamosh, you're still having Hano from it. Or Lamosh, even by Chalev. Let's say you take this Chalev Chai and eat it. So it's true, it's called Shaloi Kederach Hano. But the Chur has still called Shaloi Kederach Achila. But still, some Hano, some enjoyment you're having. So why aren't you over for the Yisr Hano, the Yisr enjoyment from it? So the Chur, what you have to say is that even Yisr Hano also, it's a Svar, like we spoke about before, it's a Svar, the Torah only asked it if you do Kederach. Kederach, that's the way the Torah says it. It talks about things normal manner. Shloi Kederach, the Torah never asked it. So this Yisr Hanor also, the Torah said something is also Hanor, it also Badafka means the normal manner of what this thing is oimed for. And what it's not oimed for, the Torah didn't ask you. Now another pshat would be, is really the Madaik from this in the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Halachas Macholos Asurois, Perikhes, Halacha Tezayim, the Rambam Shita is, he says, Kol Maichol, Shuvasa Bahano, any type of food, as the Torah said, you can't have enough from it, Imnene, if you had enough from it, Veloy Ochal, but you did not eat it, Kegoin, Shemocher and Osaliakim, or the Klofim, instead of you eating, let's say this Chaleb that's Osa Bahano, instead of you eating it, you sold it to a Goy, or you gave it to Klofim. So Rambam Paskins, Eino Loike, you did not get Malkus for it. Midirais Tetz Mutter. Mephoshim say, how did the Rambam know there's no Malkus for Nisr Hano? So some Mephoshim learn, he learns it out from our Gemara. That our Gemara says that the second Lashon is saying that Kol Yisroon Shabbat Torah ain't Loikin Aleim Elo Derech Hanosan. Derech Hano, now Derech Hano, the Rambam learns up, especially by your food, anything that's edible, we say that Derech Hano, the Ikir Hano, this food is eating it. That's called Derech Hano. If you don't eat it, but take any other hanor out of it, that hanor automatically is shaloi kederach hanor. And therefore, your potter, the Rambam's mashman, any Yisr hanor, if you just eat it, if you don't eat it, you just have other hanor from it, all that hanor is always considered shaloi kederach. And therefore, the Rambam says, you don't get malchus. So that'll be pshat here also. This is more like mistavro, like you were saying before in your bavua. Grad is good, because the Rambam paskens like your bavua. But when the Torah says lo yoichal, lo toichal, it actually means echad yisr achilu v'echad yisr hano. That really the Torah means to ask the biyikah the yisr hano, not to have any enjoyment from it. Now, why did the Torah say loshin lo yoichal, don't eat it? Like we said before, because the ikr hano, the main hano, the main enjoyment you can have from a food, is eating it. So therefore the Torah says don't eat it, but who then the Torah means to ask that don't have any type of enjoyment from it. So Rambam learns though, but malchus you won't get. Because to get malchus, that's a daf can be derech hano. Now the derech hano of any food is eating it. If you don't eat it, true, the Torah said you can't have enough from it, but I call upon a malchus, there wouldn't be. It's not called kederech, there wouldn't be an issa malchus on it. Now that what we spoke about before, that if shloi kederech, is it also midirais or only also midirabonin, that we'll see later in the next Dhamma, the arise for this, that the machab is also mashmam, that's only also midirabonin. If Yidit Shloi Kederach Achilo, Shloi Kederach Hano, at most it's only Osir Midrabonin, and therefore for a Chayla attack it's Mutter. Even a Chayla Shein by Sakonim, it's Mutter for him, since it's only Osir Midrabonin, the Mokam Chil the Rabonin were not Geyser. But there's also a famous Shaila, a Hakira that Tzlach makes, that by an Isir Hano, how much do you have to have Hano, what's the Shir for Hano to say that it's Osir? Like by Achilo we know always you have to eat a Kezayis. Less than a Kezayis, it's only Yosef Mishum Chatzi Shir, but the Yisra Achila always with the Kezayis. What about the Yisra Hanor? How much do you have to have for Hanor? As do we say, since the Torah says Layuchel, we learn that the Yisra Hanor from Achila it's also the Shir of a Kezayis, or else Hanor it's always telling in the Shabbat Pruta. As long as the Hanor, the enjoyment you have from it, is worth a Shabbat Pruta, that's the Shir of the Yisra. The Achrena brings Rayas for this. That by Yisr Hano, the Yisr is told in the Shava Pruta. As long as you had an enjoyment from it, enough to be worth a Shava Pruta, that would be the Yisr of having Hano from the Chayfetz. All right, we'll stop here.